DeepEnglish.com.
A 10-year-old girl who fought off a bloodthirsty alligator with her bare hands claims they're misunderstood creatures. Did a 10-year-old girl fight off a gentle dolphin with her bare hands? No, a 10-year-old girl didn't fight off a gentle dolphin with her bare hands. A 10-year-old girl fought off a bloodthirsty alligator with her bare hands. What does she claim that alligators are? She claims that alligators are misunderstood creatures. The Florida sun was fierce and high when 10-year-old Juliana Osa went in Orlando's Mary Jane Lake. Was the Florida sun warm and low when Juliana Osa went in Orlando's Mary Jane Lake? No, the Florida sun wasn't warm and low when Juliana Osa went in Orlando's Mary Jane Lake. The Florida sun was fierce and high when Juliana Osa went in Orlando's Mary Jane Lake. Her attempts to cool off came to a sudden end when an alligator attempted to kill and eat her. When did her attempt to cool off come to a sudden end? Her attempt to cool off came to a sudden end when an alligator attempted to kill and eat her. Wading in a foot of water, the terrified youngster was grabbed around the leg by a 9-foot alligator. Was the terrified youngster wading in a centimeter of water when she was grabbed around the leg by a 9-foot alligator? No, the terrified youngster wasn't wading in a centimeter of water when she was grabbed around the leg by a 9-foot alligator. The terrified youngster was wading in a foot of water when she was grabbed around the leg by a 9-foot alligator. Many people would have been paralyzed by fear. Not Juliana. Would many people have been excited by fear? No, many people wouldn't have been excited by fear. They would have been paralyzed by fear. Was Juliana paralyzed by fear? No, Juliana wasn't paralyzed by fear. Her survival instinct kicked in. She began to scream and hit the creature. What did she do when her survival instinct kicked in? She began to scream and hit the creature when her survival instinct kicked in. Unfortunately, it had little effect. The reptile still had her leg in its mouth. Why did it have little effect? It had little effect because the reptile still had her leg in its mouth. The quick-thinking youngster recalled a survival tip she had learned in Gatorland Theme Park. What kind of tip did the quick-thinking youngster recall that she had learned in Gatorland Theme Park? The quick-thinking youngster recalled a survival tip she had learned in Gatorland Theme Park. Without a second to lose, Juliana shoved 2 fingers up the predator's nostrils. The trick saved her life. Did Juliana shove 2 bananas up the predator's nostrils without a minute to lose? No, Juliana didn't shove 2 bananas up the predator's nostrils without a minute to lose. Juliana shoved 2 fingers up the predator's nostrils without a second to lose. Did the trick save her life? Yes, it did. The trick saved her life. The reptile couldn't breathe unless it opened its mouth. When it did, the little girl was able to free her leg and prevent further injury. When was the little girl able to free her leg and prevent further injury? The little girl was able to free her leg and prevent further injury when the reptile opened its mouth to breathe. A nearby adult grabbed Juliana and took her to the safety of the shore. Who grabbed Juliana and took her to the safety of the shore? A nearby adult grabbed Juliana and took her to the safety of the shore. She was shaken, but had survived an attack by one of nature's deadliest creatures. How was she after surviving the attack? She was shaken after surviving the attack. Did she survive an attack by one of nature's friendliest creatures? No, she didn't survive an attack by one of nature's friendliest creatures. She survived an attack by one of nature's deadliest creatures. In the wake of the ordeal, Juliana said, "If you want to save your life, you have to stay calm." In the wake of the ordeal, what did Juliana say? In the wake of the ordeal, Juliana said, "If you want to save your life, you have to stay calm." She then added, "I think the alligator thought I was like this enormous piece of chicken." What did she think the alligator thought she was? She thought the alligator thought she was an enormous piece of chicken. Juliana had been bitten at least 7 times. There were several puncture wounds to the back of her knee, and she needed 14 stitches. How many times had Juliana been bitten? Juliana had been bitten at least 7 times. Were there several puncture wounds to the back of her knee? Yes, there were several puncture wounds to the back of her knee. How many stitches did she need? She needed 14 stitches. Paramedic Kevin Brito said, "She was a tough little girl. She said that if something is going to attack her, she has to attack back." What did the paramedic say Juliana was? The paramedic said that Juliana was a tough little girl. Did Juliana tell the paramedic that if something is going to attack her, she has to attack back? Yes, Juliana told the paramedic that if something is going to attack her, she has to attack back. Much to the dismay of Juliana, the alligator has since been captured and killed. Is Juliana happy that the alligator has been captured and killed? No, Juliana isn't happy that the alligator has been captured and killed. Juliana is dismayed that the alligator has been captured and killed. The brave little girl has no hatred towards the predator who attacked her. Instead, she described it as a misunderstood creature. Does the brave little girl have hatred towards the predator who attacked her? No, the brave little girl doesn't have any hatred towards the predator who attacked her. Did she describe it as a misunderstood creature? Yes, she described it as a misunderstood creature. Juliana said, "I still feel they have a cute inside because they're misunderstood animals. It is now in heaven, and it's an alligator angel." Does she feel they have an ugly inside? No, she doesn't feel they have an ugly inside. She feels they have a cute inside. Does she believe the alligator is in heaven and is an alligator angel? Yes, she does. She believes the alligator is in heaven and is an alligator angel. For a 10-year-old girl to fight off an alligator is rare enough. Her refusal to give in to blind fear and bitter hatred is rarer still. Is it rare for a 10-year-old girl to fight off an alligator? Yes, it is rare for a 10-year-old girl to fight off an alligator. Is her refusal to give in to blind fear and bitter hatred rarer still? Yes, it is. Her refusal to give in to blind fear and bitter hatred is rarer still. Rather than condemn the alligator as a mindless monster, Juliana chose compassion for a wild creature governed solely by its instinct. Did Juliana condemn the alligator as a mindless monster? No, Juliana didn't condemn the alligator as a mindless monster. Did she choose compassion for a wild creature governed solely by its instinct? Yes, she chose compassion for a wild creature governed solely by its instinct.